KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning today. Today, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 15 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 30 knots, seas 13 feet. And Thursday, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 11 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through Thursday. Today, south winds 30 knots, seas 14 feet with rain. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 10 feet. And Thursday, west winds 30 knots, seas 8 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Thursday. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, west winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet. And Thursday, west winds 30 knots, seas 8 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory Thursday. Today, south winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet with rain. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with rain and snow. And Thursday, west winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning through tonight. Today, northwest winds 35 knots, seas 14 feet with rain. Tonight, west winds 35 knots, seas 15 feet with rain and snow. And Thursday, west winds 30 knots, seas 14 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, showers, mainly before 1. Highs near 40. South winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 30. Tonight, scattered rain showers before 1 a.m. Then scattered rain and snow showers. Mostly cloudy. Lows around 34. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to 25. And Thursday, scattered rain and snow showers, mainly before 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy. Highs near 36. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:16 a.m. at 7 foot 3 inches. A low tide at 10:37 a.m. at 7 inches. A high tide at 4:43 at 6 feet 4 inches. And a low tonight at 10:27 at 1 foot 7 inches. Your sun rose at 7:34 this morning. And your sun will set at 9:50. Bringing us up to 14 hours and 16 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, Aerosmith is next up with Train Kept a Rollin'. After that, Poor Tom, that's all it says. And then Kiss with Detroit Rock City. We'll be right back. Limelight's next by Rush. And then Santana with Persuasion. After that, David Bowie with Joe the Lion.
Somebody else. Yeah, I'm aware. make me feel like a man.
Yeah, the Blue Magpies are next. No, I'm sorry, it's Black Crowes with Jealous Again. After that, Quiet Riot with Stay With Me Tonight. Then The Doors with L.A. Woman.
Line. you, don't you think I would? Don't you think I'd tell you, baby, if I only could? Am I acting crazy? Am I just too proud? Am I just plain lazy? Jealous, yeah, yeah, jealous.
hurry, baby. All my satin sheets, take off your satin dress. Too much to handle.
Sadness. Exploring Science in the Sea. For some coral, home isn't where the heart is, it's where the sounds are. A recent study showed that one type of coral prefers to settle on reefs that sound healthy, even if they're not. Young corals, known as larvae, float or swim through the water for a while. When they find a good spot, they drop to the bottom and grab hold. They use several cues to find the best locations, including the lighting and chemistry. And according to the study, one of those cues might be sounds. Biologists recorded the sounds of both healthy and unhealthy reefs in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Healthy reefs are noisy. They feature the clicks of snapping shrimp and the grunts and groans of fish. Unhealthy reefs are much quieter. The scientists placed small groups of larvae in special containers on three reefs. One reef was healthy, with a good amount of coral. The others had less coral and much more algae, which can kill a reef. Researchers played the sounds of a healthy reef to the larvae on one of the damaged reefs. On the other two reefs, the larvae had only the natural sound of the environment. On average, the larvae that were played the healthy sounds were 1.7 times more likely to settle on the reef than those at the other reefs, even the healthy one. So playing a nice lullaby into damaged reefs might lure new generations of coral in the years ahead. Our thanks to T. Aaron Mooney of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution for the reef sounds. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
John Mellencamp's next with Authority Song, and then Creedence with Fortunate Son. After that, we have Bruce Springsteen, that is, with Thunder Road. Might have a little bit of time for Witch Wolf by Styx.
Back on this. screen door slams Mary's dress waves. Like a vision she dances across the porch as the radio plays Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. You can hide with your covers and study your pain. And it costs you lovers, those isn't around. Waste your summer praying in vain. We'll be right back.
You talk all day long. I've been trying to figure out